أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, dear visitors, dear guests, dear students, dear teachers, dear families, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of the time. May Allah hasten his reappearance to all of you and your family members and your relatives, as well as the believers all across the world. Upon the martyrdom anniversary of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as the martyrdom anniversary of Shaheed Murtaza Mutahhari. Tonight, it is our honor and our humble honor, to be commemorating the martyrdoms of these two auspicious and very pivotal and important figures and personalities in the history of Islam. One, of course, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, being the Imam of the Islamic Revolution, and the second, of course, being the disciple and the teacher of the Islamic Revolution. Of course, day 209 in this ongoing genocide against the innocent Palestinian men, women, and children. So again, we are gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. As we had said earlier on, in the beginning of the program, 209 days now have passed in this genocide which is occurring in the lands of Palestine. 209 days is something that is very easy to say, but it is incredibly catastrophic to live through. I think none of us can imagine what it would be like if for 209 days nonstop, there was no safety, there was no security, there were airstrikes, there's no food, there's no water, there's no fuel. The situation is truly a human tragedy. 34,650 people, overwhelmingly women and children, have been murdered in cold blood so far. Approximately 77,700 plus people are now injured. These numbers, they increase dramatically on a weekly basis, and on a daily basis we're seeing where tens, if not sometimes in the hundreds, people are being killed in cold blood, these innocent people. Of course, all of these injured people, you wonder where are they going to go to with no hospitals. The majority of the hospitals now in the Gaza Strip are completely destroyed. I was looking at some articles. It said that they were moving approximately 3,000 or so Palestinian workers from the occupied territories. And of these 3,000, 1,000 of them are completely missing. Nobody has any idea where they have disappeared to, where they went. All fingers point towards the Zionist regime. Thousands are, of course, still buried under the rubble. You know, if you see these images, you know, they don't have these bulldozers and these caterpillars, unfortunately, for lack of a better word, to be able to pick up this rubble. You see these men and these youth trying to pick up concrete slabs with their hands. There are thousands still under the rubble. Mosques, churches, schools, houses, and recently the Zionist regime has even conducted airstrikes on tents. It's utterly shameful what is happening in the Palestinian lands. I read a report a few days ago. It is reported that the Zionist regime is now allegedly using thermal weapons, weapons that they melt the individual. It makes so much heat that a person literally, they melt into thin air. And this is a report by Western and international organizations that are saying that Israel is using these thermal weapons on these innocent civilians trapped in the Gaza Strip. With that, we continue with Dua Kumail. And so, of course, please remember all of our brothers and sisters across the world, especially in Palestine, as they are going through this incredibly difficult time. May Allah, of course, give them strength and courage to be able to continue this resistance that they are doing and conducting, of course, with the help of the Almighty Allah, in order to be able to free their lands from foreign occupiers. Our brothers and sisters all across the world, Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya, the Philippines, Indonesia, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, Islamic Republic of Iran, anywhere, Afghanistan, I'm sure you've heard that there is a bomb blast by terrorists against a Shia mosque just a couple of days ago. So our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and all across the world, wherever our brothers and sisters are, may Allah help them, protect them from the plots and the deceptions of the enemies of Islam. May Allah help all of the oppressed. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Daniel Himani and their families as well in your prayers. As we are gathered here tonight to commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as the martyrdom anniversary of Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari. And of course, we are again gathered here tonight in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. So before we continue, there's a request for Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini. May Allah increase his tawfiqat and his blessings and his darajat, and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amoli, all of the ulama, especially Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari, who we are commemorating tonight, Shaheed Beheshti, Shaheed Bahunar, Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, Shaheed Baqir al-Nimr, Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, as well as all of the Shuhada, Shaheed Haj Qasim Suleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, as well as all of our marhumin and marhumat, and those of all the mu'mineen and mu'minat across the world, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Again, our humble gratitude to all of you, dear friends, dear families who have gathered tonight as we commemorate the martyrdom anniversaries of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam as well as Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari. Talking about Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, he very eloquently says that very few have heard about the fact that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was a man of struggle, a man of mujahidat, excuse me. He was engaged, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, in a widespread and determined struggle, a struggle to assume power and take the reins of government, a struggle to create an Islamic and Shia government. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So again, because we are commemorating the shahadas of both Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam and Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari, so my first point was about Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. My second point is about Shaheed Mutahari. Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari, he himself says something many years ago, of course, you know, before his martyrdom. He spoke about the issue of Palestine. And I wanted to bring forth this quote because it's very powerful and it's very relative to what is happening today. Just as a side note, this is one of the beauties of the eternal life of the Shuhada, that despite the passing of so much time, Shaheed Murtaza Mutahari's words are still so relevant to the present day. Shaheed says, "I swear by Allah." He uses the proper oath to swear to Allah. He says, "I swear to Allah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi trembles in his sacred grave today, due to the crimes of the Zionists." The grave of the Messenger trembles due to the crime of the Zionists. He says, "If someone doesn't speak out about this, they have committed a sin." And he says, if I, Shaheed Mutahhari, don't speak about this issue, I swear by Allah, I have committed a sin. And he says, if any preacher or speaker doesn't speak about this issue, they have committed a sin. And then he says, finally, one of the issues that darkens the history of our century, this century which falsely attributes to itself human rights and freedom and humanity, is this issue of Palestine. And so we ask our dear Shaheed, who is eternally alive, if only you knew how far this issue of Palestine would go because of the treachery of some so-called Muslims and because of the audaciousness of the Zionist regime, because of their global arrogant supporters. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My last point before we humbly invite our guest speaker for tonight. So we talked a little bit about the six divinely appointed Imam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam of the Islamic Revolution. Then we talked a little bit about Shaheed Mutahhari, the disciple and the teacher of the Islamic Revolution. I wanted to very quickly bring up some individuals who might not necessarily know that they are following the path of the Islamic Revolution. But if we do our job as muballighs, whether we are scholars or not is beside the point, as the defenders and the promoters of Islam, if we do our job, these individuals who are walking the path of the Islamic Revolution will soon become aware that they are walking the path of the Islamic Revolution. And so we at the Students of Qom organization, we salute these students all across the United States of America who have stood up in solidarity and in the defense of the Palestinian people and the Palestinian men, women, and children. And they have also stood up in severe condemnation of the Zionist regime and its global supporters. Our salute to these brave and courageous students who are standing up for truth. These university campus protests, of course, as you know, they have spread all across the United States of America, whether it is on the East Coast or the West Coast or the very heartland of America. These protests in these universities by these students who are defending the Palestinian people have spread all across America. And not only have they spread all across America, they have crossed the Atlantic Ocean, and you find that students in the heart of the European continent are also protesting for the rights of the Palestinian people. Truthfully, we begin to see that the proof that truth will certainly prevail, as the Holy Quran says, and falsehood will surely vanish. Finally, we gave a salute to the students. We very severely condemn the heavy-handed and savage crackdown by the governmental authorities upon these peaceful youth protesters who are exercising their right to freedom of speech. The oppressed people of the world are rising. The future is certainly bright.